Number one, if Sue doesn't listen to it, fantastic. That's great. We've got both parties in the marriage listening, and that is going to pay big dividends when we go to share the program. But the second one is, even if Sue doesn't listen to it, we have shown her the respect of including her in listening to this series. The reason that is so important is because down the road, if we don't do this and Joe joins the business, Joe purchases a membership in the Global Information Network and he wants to build the affiliate business, and Sue is not part of that decision, in other words, we didn't include her at all, then Sue could end up being the main hurdle in Joe building the business. And write this down. The biggest dream stealers of any relationship is the spouse. The biggest dream stealer in any relationship is the spouse. And a lot of times we think it's friends or family. A lot of the times it's the spouse. And here's the reason why. They begrudge the other party going out at night and building the business. They actually begrudge it because they weren't included in the decision-making process. So by saying to Joe, hey, here's one for Sue, Sue now knows that we've acknowledged her in this process. Very, very important. So let's go back to our initial phone call, 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. And we said, hey, Joe, this is Chris. I said I'd give you a call at 7 to see what you thought of the CD and if I can answer any questions. Pause, 1, 2, 3. At that point, Joe could say something along the lines of, yeah, I liked it, but I have some questions. Do I have to buy anything? And then you would say, no, you don't have to buy anything. You can listen to your wishes, your command for free. Matter of fact, I'll loan you one. I'll bring it over this evening. And it's a 14 CD series, as Kevin said on the intro, and he recommended that you listen to it in 14 days. So no problem, Joe. I'll bring one right over. There's no charge. There's no catch. Just listen to the information and see if it fits for you. That simple. Another thing that Joe could say is, what's this cruise all about? Or something like that. So Joe may listen to the intro, and then he may have various comments. It really doesn't matter, because we're going to get Joe on track of what the next step is, which is to listen to your wish, your command. So let's just say that Joe said, hey, what's this cruise all about? Then we would say something, well, you're going to find that out at a later stage. I'm not at liberty to say right now, and quite frankly, it wouldn't make sense if I tried to explain it. But if you like what Kevin said on the intro, you really should listen to your wish as your command. Here, you could make your impact statement again. You could talk about yourself. And then obviously the goal is to deliver your wish as your command to Joe, ideally that evening. So Joe may just be a little skeptical. He may think he's got to pay for this, or at some point there's a fee. So that could be his question. But there also could be several other questions that you have. So number one could be, I liked it, sounds great, can I get one of those? Number two could be, yeah, I liked it, but I have some questions, do I have to buy anything? Or it could be another question. Could be, what's this cruise all about? Or something along those lines. And these are simple things to answer. A, there's no catches. We're legitimately giving your wishes, your command to Joe. And sometimes that's all we have to do to have Joe listen to it. Here's what else Joe could say. I don't get what I'm supposed to do next. What you know, do I get your wishes, your command from you? Remember, he listened to the introduction CD, but he may not have got the point that you're going to bring the CD album over to him. So you may have to clarify that. Another thing that Joe could say is, I don't think this is for me. Hey, I've listened to it. Thanks a lot, but I don't think this is for me. And that's fine.